This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's time for his chamber to vote on a new stimulus package.
Senators will vote this week, and the American people will be watching.
The Kentucky Republican says it includes more than $100 billion for the safe reopening of schools, but he says the bill does not include everything that Republicans want. And he disputes Democrats' claims that the bill includes a laundry list of GOP policies that would change the country. AstraZeneca is pumping the brakes on its Phase 3 coronavirus vaccine clinical trials, the pharmaceutical company saying it found what it calls a potentially unexplained illness in one of the trials. The company says it will be investigating and will review the safety data. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
More than 170,000 PG&E customers in California are without power as a result of the utility company's latest public safety power shutoff. The utility's Lindsay Paulo saying most are likely to be without power through much of the rest of today.
We're still under a red flag warning here in major parts of California. Still, we're seeing a lot of low relative humidity and dry vegetation on the ground.
Heat and the winds that have been fanning wildfires blamed for the need to shut the power down, but no more wind events are in the forecast for at least the next 7 days. President Trump wants to pull more troops out of Iraq. A senior administration official telling reporters on Air Force One that the president will make an announcement today on a further drawdown. The U.S. has roughly 5,200 troops in that country right now. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Seven people were found shot and killed at an illegal marijuana growing operation in a small California desert town. The Riverside County Sheriff's Department says the victims were all found in a home in the middle of the night on Monday, and detectives discovered more than 1,000 pounds of marijuana inside that house, as well as hundreds of pot plants still growing. No word on a motive at this time, but it's suspected the drugs have something to do with it. No arrests have been made. Air travel in the U.S. is slowly ramping up again amid the coronavirus pandemic. The TSA says over 3 million passengers were screened in airports over the Labor Day weekend. Friday, the busiest day since March 16th, as 970,000 passengers did cross airport checkpoints. Despite the increase, the amount of holiday weekend flyers was less than half of what it was last year. About 8 million people had flown over the 4-day period last year. care. And a Christian group has launched a new effort to try to drive people against backing President Trump's re-election, especially in key swing states like Florida and Michigan. Faithful America, which describes itself as the largest online community of grassroots Christians acting for social justice, announcing the initiative yesterday, saying it's the first time they've chosen to become directly involved in election activity. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to be talking about medical care with someone that we've had previous conversations. It's been a while since we've spoken with Dr. Josh Umber, founder of Atlas MD, but you've heard me brag about him and what they have been offering across the country for a number of years, and we're honored to have Josh back with us. Dr. Umber, good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, the conversation continues. Even since the last time you and I talked about healthcare in America and how you have really provided a smarter way for people to participate. We only wish that we had coverage, in every city across the country, because what you are offering and your ideas are just so commonsensical.
Yeah, it is growing. We see between 10 and 30 new clinics start up every month doing this model, and that's only increased post-COVID.
Right. Well, I got to imagine, so to bring everybody up to speed, and maybe even those doctors that have heard about Atlas MD and about the success and the service to the communities, give them an idea of what's going on with Atlas MD.
The Atlas is a part of the direct primary care movement, or direct care movement, as we see more specialists get involved, that says we're probably getting our health care, purchasing it in the wrong way. We don't need to insure everything. We just need to insure the expensive stuff. So the direct care model is Netflix to Blockbuster. It is a flat monthly membership based on age for, quote-unquote, unlimited services that we can do in the office. No co-pays, free telemedicine, hour-long appointments, unlimited appointments, but then other value adds like wholesale medicines and labs. Mm-hmm. Walmart has the $4 a month list. We have the $4 a year list. Wow. We have over 100 medicines under $15 a year. Your routine blood work would be $15, $20 a year. So if we can really innovate in ways that lower the cost of care, that ultimately means we can lower the cost of health insurance. Which
exactly.
is good for patients, it's good for employers, it really is good for everybody.
And it puts the power of one's health care back in the hands of the people it belongs, the patient and the doctor, right?
Right. Not to necessarily give the insurance companies a break here, but if we ask someone else to pay for it, then we're giving someone else a lot of that decision making. No insurance doesn't want you to have name brand Lexapro because it costs $12 a pill. Mm-hmm. But when you buy generic wholesale Lexapro, it's 4 cents a pill. And so, at that price, you don't need someone else involved in this. You can decide, how you want to do it yourself. And so then it just means that their involvement is less and less as things get more and more affordable.
Josh, have you had any conversations with the administration? Because I've said this from day one, what you have come up with makes so much sense and should be right in the wheelhouse of Donald Trump and his ambition to provide, once again, world-class health care to America.
Well, we've gotten very close. We were able to work with the executive branch a year ago, May, on an executive order that gave a lot of support to the direct care model and co-ops as a form of insurance, et cetera. So that was great. And we are working with the campaign. We're apolitical. We'd work with any campaign that wanted to improve this, but it tends to be the right side that supports more of a market-based approach to solving healthcare, because it's a nuanced conversation to say the solution is actually less insurance, because our whole lives we've always argued for more insurance. But I don't need car insurance that covers gasoline, because gasoline is relatively affordable.
Right.
Exactly. So I think it opens up a lot of opportunities help people get more care more often while actually helping the economy.
Josh, when a patient first gets involved with Atlas MD and the direct primary care model, I got to imagine, because this is a little bit of a shift, and maybe in some cases it might sound too good to be true. So how do you get them past that first step to where they realize, this is I'm a genius. I made a great move and a great decision, right?
You're right. No. We do love to hear that it sounds too good to be true. And we love the fact that we can deliver on that. And I think if we're going to make bold claims, we just need to provide clear evidence of those claims. And so a lot of people will ask the questions like you'd expect. How do you get my medicine cheaper? And we just show them. We show them what the true cost of care is. When they realize that now their doctor can spend an hour with them because they're not spending, more time charting for insurance billing than they are on patient care, a lot of these things just start to make sense. Almost to the point they say, well, why haven't I seen it sooner? Or why is it growing faster? To which we'd say, Wednesday is our 10-year anniversary. Wow. It took Starbucks 16 years to get 17 stores, and this movement's really gone from a handful of doctors in 2010 to over 1,000 doctors doing it in 2020. So it really is this wonderful grassroots movement that patients are embracing as they start to see it helping themselves.
Yeah, and as much as it's a bit of a challenge for patients, for doctors as well, right?
It is. I think it's harder for doctors to get that red pill.
Yeah.
'Cause this isn't just change one thing. This has changed your entire business structure. Stop taking insurance. Start doing something different. And it means I've got to be very responsive to the customer, because now I can't hide behind insurance. I've got to solve problems I wasn't used to solving, like getting wholesale meds and wholesale labs and responsible for the cost of these things. But as we take ownership of that, then we get, a lot of power to fix these things. And as physicians see that, post-COVID, insurance visits plummeted, part because people are losing their job, part because they're afraid to go to the clinics, et cetera, being homebound. So doctors are realizing that a predictable membership model is much more sustainable than this kind of fee-for-service blockbuster, only bill someone's insurance when they walk through the door type model.
Right.
So it's kind of a natural evolution.
Well, not to mention the fact that if you have to bill the insurance, you got probably about 30, 35, 40% of the billing process chewed up in administrative costs. And then last I heard from my personal doctor and one of my best friends is that, he waits on average 90, 120 days for payment. And
yeah.
And what you've set up is a model of cash and carry. So I imagine for the doctors at the front, it sounds good. The other hand is that, like you said, you've got to shift the paradigm a bit and become more more service oriented.
No, you nailed it. I think it's right at that 40-45% overhead mark that we get to carve off. The average doctor in this model would have one RN each versus 5 to 7 full-time staff to help play the insurance game. And now it does create or incentivize a culture of, I want to say, customer service or hospitality.
Exactly. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Josh Umber after this. Stay with us.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Bill Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks, or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Phil Martinez Live.
Welcome back. Fresh and independent we are, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And our conversation with Dr. Josh Umber from Atlas MD continues. Dr. Umber, you were talking before about pharmaceuticals, and as we discussed before, you have pre-negotiated discounted rates that blow people away. Part of it is, I believe, is that, the cost of delivery of pharmaceuticals has that middleman, that pharmacy benefit manager involved, and you found a way to get around that?
You know, I'd like to say we found your proprietary way, but it's simpler than that. This is kind of the way it's always been, and just doctors weren't aware of it. So they didn't take ownership of the problem, so they didn't go looking for those solutions. 44 states allow physicians to dispense medicines from their office. So this isn't something that basically most docs can do, and they just didn't realize that they can get 1,000 metformin pills for diabetes for $11.
Oh, wow.
Just didn't know. So they never offered it to patients. So it created this weird market where you really only had 65-75% of the market. The retail pharmaceutical market is held by 3 or 4 major companies. Mm-hmm. So they don't have to be competitive. And in fact, they kind of have insurance over a barrel there when it comes to negotiating those prices. So they want their stock ticker to go up every year. So once you got past your copay, which I think was one of the initial problems, you weren't very cost sensitive. This is $10 or $20 for generic or name brand for me. Mm-hmm. And I don't see the mess that happens behind the scenes until my insurance premiums go up next year. So when you can actually have, you know, small physician practices out competing CVS, Walmart, Walgreens, Express Scripts by 90%, I think it proves you have a broken market. I shouldn't be able to beat Walmart when it comes to retail products.
Right.
But I can, mm-hmm, because they're not trying to be as valuable to the consumer as they should be.
Right. How are the docs, I mean, when the docs realize this and you lay this out to them to say what an added service you're able to give to your patients by being able to offer these kind of discounted rates?
Oh, I think, you know, there's a lot of disbelief from them too. They've been in the system for a long time, and they assume it to be just too hard to fix. This
yes.
is a big problem. Mm-hmm. And ironically, in sort of a learned helplessness type of way, we complain that government and insurance have made healthcare problematic. But then we turn around and say, no, government and healthcare, government and insurance fix it. But the same people we think made it bad, we're giving them the authority to fix it rather than taking it on ourselves. Once we do take it on ourselves, we start to see these solutions open up all around us, that there's cash physical therapists that are 80% less, and I get a CT for $150 cash price instead of $2,000, because there's lots of people that want to reach the customer that's willing to pay cash.
Exactly.
It's faster, it's easier, it's less insurance headache and hassle. So they kind of have this awakening as well that this is a very viable option.
Mm-hmm. Well, and recently the president he's putting force on Congress, you know, to pass even by executive order a bill to where, you know, pharmaceuticals had to charge the same rate for everybody. And, on the surface, this may seem like a potential fix, but I'm not sure that that's the answer. What do you see in all this?
I think the president has made a lot of solid attempts at fixing healthcare pricing to the degree that he can in that position,
mm-hmm,
knowing that most solutions that he can propose are going to be legislative or governmental.
Mm-hmm.
We can try to affect Medicare purchasing prices and negotiating options, et cetera. But to import meds from Canada, well, Canada has about 33 million people versus America's 330 million people.
Right.
So we can't just get all of our meds from Canada. But also, the Canadian government pays the pharmaceutical companies to keep those initial prices low. So they're low for other reasons that we can't just lean on.
Mm-hmm.
So we really do need a market-based approach. But when the president tries to stop PBMs, and that has to go through Congress, that dies inevitably in Congress because they are some of the largest lobbying groups in the
Exactly. Yeah, so, when their wallets extend to their back pocket, it's always a problem, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a rare market-based solution that he could embrace. That's been around for nearly 10 years. It's alive and well in every state, and doesn't require any legislation.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be a very unique opportunity to step outside of that D.C. bubble and
Exactly.
propose real solutions that kind of, you know, shovel-ready projects, boots on the ground, live ways to decrease the cost of care.
Yeah, and in this release that I got, Josh, it talks about how these how the system, direct primary care, is able to reduce emergency room visits, right? By over 40%?
By over 40%, just by having a doctor available. I think after hours for sure, but knowing that if something goes wrong, I'm not going to miss work tomorrow because I have to try to get into the doctor's office, that my doctor will call, text, email me at times that work well for me.
Right.
And, you know, I was an ER doctor for a long time, depending on the study, and depending on the ER, anywhere from 20 to 70% of emergency room visits mm-hmm. are really just for urgent care type things, coughs, colds, sore throats, rashes, backaches. And those can be managed well by a good family doctor, a good internist, a good pediatrician, and at a fraction of the cost. So an x-ray in the ER is going to be $500, an x-ray cash price, at an independent provider, $40, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 kind of hours.
Wow.
So
wow.
If we can watch those things, and most ankle sprains aren't broken, it's a soft tissue injury, then you can work with your doctor to say, do we need emergent care and is it worth the price, or can we manage this in ways that, are a fraction of the cost? A migraine, the treatment will cost $1,500 that we can do for two.
Wow.
That's a
wow.
problem.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. So we reduce the number of visits, but also just the cost of care overall.
Now, Josh, you said earlier that you're in every state of the union. I thought we were still expanding, but we're in every state now?
There's direct care practices in every state, I believe. I think North Dakota was the last holdout. I think we got one open there a couple months ago.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. That's awesome. So just like last time, people are going to deluge us with phone calls. I direct them to Atlas MD, right? Is that where you still want them to settle in, whether it was a doctor or a patient that's looking for a direct primary care service, right?
Absolutely. They can email us at hello@atlas.md, or our website is atlas.md as well. There's two maps. Atlas.md/map, M-A-P, and maps, M-A-P-S. So there's two good maps for finding where doctors like us are in your area. But we're happy to answer patient questions, doctor questions, employer questions, insurance broker questions, anything to grow the movement.
Well, and I think the other thing that the people can do in hearing this, if it's not in their area, you'd be surprised if you went to the doctor, if enough of you went to the doctor and said, hey, look, I think you need to check this out, because sometimes that's how marketing works. It doesn't necessarily always happen from the outside in. Sometimes it's inside out where the doctor says, wait a minute, I've got a market for this. Maybe I need to look into this. Dr. Josh Schumber has been our guest, the founder of Atlas MD. Josh, real quick, one more time, where they can go for more information.
They can email hello@atlas.md or our website at www.atlas.mdmedicaldoctor. And there's a little chat bot there as well that they can reach out to us.
Josh, again, we thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Be well.
Anytime. Thanks.
Dr. Josh Schumber right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's time for his chamber to vote on a new stimulus package.
Senators will vote this week, and the American people will be watching.
The Kentucky Republican says it includes more than $100 billion for the safe reopening of schools, but he says the bill does not include everything that Republicans want. And he disputes Democrats' claims that the bill includes a laundry list of GOP policies that would change the country. AstraZeneca is pumping the brakes on its Phase 3 coronavirus vaccine clinical trials, the pharmaceutical company saying it found what it calls a potentially unexplained illness in one of the trials. The company says it will be investigating and will review the safety data. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
You know, it's a choice, and thank God here in America, you can call it Trump's America if you want, we have that choice still. But some might say that, it could be fading. What do you think? 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Lowell Ponte joins us now. Always great to have the one and only Mr. Lowell Ponte with us. Lowell, of course, known as a former think tank futurist, former roving editor at Reader's Digest and author. When you're roving as a roving editor, what did they have to limit the zip code now in order to kind of trim your wings a little bit, or what, you know?
That's what it would be if I were still doing it. But no, I covered stories in 33 countries. By the way,
"Live Free
or Die" is the state motto of what, New Hampshire? And mm-hmm. I always thought it was funny to envision a prison in New Hampshire where all day long the inmates are stamping out New Hampshire license plates that say "Live Free or Die."
Don't you love the irony of life?
Well, we now are expected to say,
"Hey, but it, it reminds you
imprisoned by this COVID virus thing." By the way, I'd like to start today by congratulating President Trump, who has been nominated by one of the most prominent members of the Norwegian legislature for the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, imagine that, huh?
His wonderful deal between Israel and the United Arab Emirates, a whole new start for peace in the Middle East.
Without a doubt. You imagine how many heads were breaking and busting open on the Beltway over that? I mean, this is a legitimate nomination as opposed to another nomination. An award that was given to a president just
for being president, for being elected.
By the way, parenthetically, who was the first U.S. president to win a Nobel Peace Prize? It was Republican Teddy Roosevelt for negotiating peace between Japan and Russia after the 1905 sneak attack by which Japan destroyed the Russian fleet.
Well, lots to catch up on here real quick. I want to talk about moderating the debates. We got the first debate coming up the end of this month, I think September the 26th, so you can save that date. You know, disappointingly, the first debate is happening after we've got elections underway. People are voting, and we know.
Yeah,
exactly. And we know that, you know, people can change their minds based on what happens in the debate. In fact, I don't know if you saw this, Lowell, but the previous stenographer in the Obama administration, who you know, was there taking notes of Joe Biden. He said that the
stenographer has noticed decline in cognitive ability.
Because this ain't the same Joe.
Yeah. And of course, we've seen all kinds of surreal things in recent days. There was one moment where ordinary people, better part of a week ago, were asked to ask questions of Joe Biden, and one black woman stood up and said, "Well, I can't read this question on a piece of paper I have in front of me. I'd like to ask a different question." And they immediately seized her and dragged her out of the room, because Joe Biden, of course, had already been trained in what her question would be and what his answer would be, so he could read it off a teleprompter. They were not about to let anyone ask a freelance question.
Basically,
they're only letting pro-Biden journalists in on rare occasions, and ordinary people untrained in inquiring of people like Biden.
Hang on. Just to that point, though, I don't know if you saw that bit of footage where it showed him, you know, looking to the teleprompter after the question was asked and asking them to move it up, you know, so that he had had the answer on the teleprompter. I mean, these guys that are trying to handle, the operatives that are trying to handle Joe Biden, I mean, you talk about heads exploding, they just have got to be going nuts.
Well, this is why the Democrats are terrified of the debates, because they will not be able to do teleprompter answers. Even though Biden is probably going to demand the debates be done from home, that he be given some kind of advance notice, who knows what he'll do. But he would be utterly destroyed.
Does he want the questions? Does he want the questions as well in advance? Maybe Donna Brazile can come out of retirement and get him the answer, the questions.
Oh, absolutely. And they've been doing all this kind of... They think Biden can be scripted, but the other day he wasn't even coherent enough to read a teleprompter. He started reading the directions to him, how he should hold himself, what gesture he should make. And so he began reading that aloud off the teleprompter. I mean, this guy is, at least at times, a vegetable. Then you have one medically knowledgeable reporter who noticed that he had a mark on his hands as if he just received an injection by butterfly needle into the back of his hand. I mean, is he going to take drug tests? Or better yet, I'm sure the Trump people are holding this back, but it's obvious to everybody. Because Biden, every fifth or sixth question, he will shake his head a little and he'll reach to his right ear. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he is receiving directions by a transmitter into his right ear, a radio transmitter, that tells him what really important thing he could say or what wise thing he could say in response to a question or a situation. Now, imagine Trump having his analysts, or maybe the Secret Service for that matter, detect that radio transmission frequency and either jam it or start giving false answers.
Right, right.
But he is not an intelligent, independent, thinking person. I mean, do we really want that kind of person with his finger on the nuclear button or negotiating with Xi Jinping of China? Mm-hmm. Of course, that wouldn't matter because China already owns Biden. I mean, they bought him for $1.5 billion to his son Hunter. Mm-hmm. So,
well, even before that, Lowell, the tentacles
very much wants Joe Biden elected. She just didn't say why, because he is China. He is one of their agents now.
Well, he's been from day one reporting from Trevor Loudon. He reported on the show 2 weeks ago that you go back to how Biden was elected and how the Chinese communists targeted these states where it could be easy for them to be able to get someone on their side elected, and that Biden had the backing from day one from the Chinese communists. That's how he got elected.
And they also, the Chinese, have targeted Trump very precisely. That is, they'll find a liquor company that supported him, and they'll attack that and its imports to China, or exports to China. They will attack specific producers of one thing or another and go after them. I mean, it's been a very vindictive and very precisely targeted campaign against Trump.
Who led that stupid story, you know, that was published in The Atlantic with, you know, loaded with anonymous quotes?
Yeah, isn't it amazing? They would actually try to bring Trump down with a story based only on anonymous sources. Even the editor of The Atlantic has now admitted they're not going to do anonymous sources anymore. But remember, The Atlantic is owned 70% by a woman who is a strong Biden donor and supporter,
mm-hmm.
and a liberal. So it's not unsurprising to see that a magazine that is already far to the left politically would engage in that kind of exercise. After all, they're going to be trying to bring Trump down with a new attack every day, virtually.
Exactly.
They can.
Well, getting bombarded right now with all these books, too. I mean, you got these tell-alls. Michael Cohen's getting ready to release one. I just interviewed John Dean, and it's book-o-rama right now as we head into November.
Interesting you mention that, because what is the number one rule in politics? Follow the money, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Michael Cohen is releasing his book, Disloyal, a memoir of the true, or of the former personal attorney of President Donald Trump. You know who published it? Skyhorse Publishing. You know who does all the distribution for Skyhorse Publishing? Simon & Schuster. You know who owns Simon & Schuster? CBS.
Yes.
That is CBS attacking Donald Trump.
Well, they have their ways, don't they? I mean, if it's not Google or any of these high-tech companies, they're doing everything they can, as the president of Google said on election night 2016, this will not happen again. And they are all in to do everything they can to make sure that Donald Trump does not get reelected. But we'll wait and see. I think some people are in for a lot of surprises. There could be a further extension and another chapter of 2016. Stay tuned. More from Lowell after this.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Are you kind of getting to that point where you just feel like, you know, we used to say this, Lowell, when I was in the Marine Corps, you know, we had a drill instructor say, do you feel like an ant and somebody is just playing with you and just moving you, you know, around the sidewalk? And sometimes you had to think about it, go, okay, what's he telling us? And yeah, maybe sometimes because we're so controlled, especially under this enrapturement of COVID-19. What did you make, Lowell, of that CDC report that got buried quite quickly that came out and said that of the people that have died, we've got something like 190,000 deaths in America right now.
10% have died of COVID alone.
So you're talking about 1,000 people, roughly. 1,000 people actually died.
Most of them are elderly and were not that far from dying anyway.
Right. So, but I'll tell you, boy, did they squash that as quick as it came out, didn't they? But we're supposed to follow the science, right?
Things because they want the fear. I mean, the real squash is hydroxychloroquine.
Yes.
It's turned out to be a cheap, available, proven safe drug that in many, many cases, if taken in time, can act as a prophylactic or limit this disease. They did not want that. They wanted this disease to trash the economy, to control the people, to destroy the good feelings the era of Trump was creating. I mean, Trump was about to win by 400 electoral votes or more. And the only way the Democrats said they could win, as Bill Maher let slip, is if they could destroy the economy.
Exactly.
So they use this to do, and when you think about it, all these things are coming from communist China.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did the disease come, not only are we victims of basically biological warfare, we've also been targeted for chemical warfare, a new opium war of fentanyl. China's poured in enough to kill 65 million Americans a year, more than died during the entire Vietnam War. And who was one of the victims? This fellow, Mr. Floyd, who died from, you know, I can't breathe, justified all the riots. He had 3 times the lethal dose of fentanyl in his body. That's more than enough to shut.
I think we lost him, and we're going to reconnect with Lowell Ponte. We're sitting there. I was holding on every word that he was saying here, because, you know, we did hear with the autopsy that George Floyd was loaded up with fentanyl. And I appreciate Lowell's connection here and how that ties in back with the communist Chinese. And if you remember, when President Trump and Xi were still, President Xi of China, were still talking, that supposedly was one of the issues that Trump had confronted the president with. I was just mentioning, Lowell, sorry for the disconnect here.
Well, this shows you how powerful people are. They don't want that message getting out that it was communist China that killed George Floyd.
Right. Well, you know, and now look what happened to the officer that, you know, was, of course, he was indicted for the murder of George Floyd. And I thought it was quite interesting. I just saw in a news report today that they're now coming after him for tax evasion.
The officer?
I mean, yeah.
How much?
Did you see that?
How much money does a police officer make that he'd be paying enough tax for the government to be worth going after? You know, they're supposed to make the better part of $1,000 an hour in audits.
Yes.
And they can't squeeze that much money out of him in an audit. I mean, this is just purely political.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like, wait a minute. You already got this guy down on his knees anyway with this whole, you know, this whole Floyd issue and the murder of, you know, Floyd. It's like, who did it? I mean, it's like the Khashoggi deal all over again, like you and I talked about, which I thought it was interesting. Saudi Arabia says, well, they exonerated the five guys that sawed him up.
Astonishing, isn't it, the way the law works politically? By the way, my current column is about Candy Crowley.
Yes.
We'll get
to that. You and I in reverie here.
The point is, I ask three questions in there that if I were the moderator, I would want to ask in the debate. And I just wanted to get those three questions in, because I believe in being fair and balanced in the same way that liberals are with Donald Trump. So I would ask, number one, Mr. Biden, the Obama-Biden administration invited Black Lives Matter into the White House despite this Marxist-founded violent group chanting, "What do we want? Dead cops." Do you regret honoring this leftist terrorist organization? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dozens of times they were invited into the White House.
Yes.
Good question.
Number two, Mr. Biden, you now vaguely denounce needless violence. Interesting he puts that qualifier, needless violence, as if needful violence is okay. But you haven't named two leftist groups causing it. Is your silence self-serving because the BlackLivesMatter.com website donate button goes directly to the Democrat site ActBlue, which has given your campaign more than $120 million, and the Marxist site Antifa.com switches automatically to a Biden donation website? In other words, Biden is directly profiting from both these organizations' fundraising, and he refuses to name them.
Exactly.
As violent people. What does that tell us? Number three, Mr. Biden, you met with Jacob Blake's parents, whose son was shot by Kenosha police when he violently resisted arrest on a felony rape warrant. By the way, Kamala Harris says she just loves him. She likes Jacob Blake. And she didn't mention the fact that he was charged with rape. In any event, my question, did you notice that Blake's alleged rape is very similar to what a former staffer accuses you of committing on her?
Ooh, wow.
I think those are three fair questions for Joe Biden to take on in his present mental state.
It might stop him to ponder for just a moment, and then he would look for a lifeline from a Candy Crowley type.
Well, absolutely. You remember, for those who don't remember, Candy Crowley, moderator of the second debate in 2012, Obama versus Mitt Romney, former governor of Massachusetts. And Mitt Romney said, "Why did you take 2 weeks to declare that the people who killed our folks in Libya were terrorists?" And Candy Crowley then stepped in and said, "Oh, Obama didn't take 2 weeks. He said something the next day." Now, hours after the debate, Candy Crowley admitted she had been wrong, that Obama had not called them terrorists explicitly. But by then, the debate was over.
Her damage had been done.
I mean, and we see these things with referees taking one side. You and I have discussed, for example, how the letter carriers union that will carry more than 93% of all mail-in ballots, their union has, A, endorsed Joe Biden. I mean, imagine turning into a baseball or football game, and the referee has come on before the game starts and says, we've decided which team should lose and which team should win.
Exactly.
Well, that's what the union
or they show up with the Boston Red Sox jersey on.
Oh, yeah,
they're getting ready to play the Yankees, right?
They want Biden to win, and they've told letter carriers, if Donald Trump is elected, you could lose your job, you could lose your fat government pension. Therefore, if you happen to lose, well, they didn't quite say it, but it's obvious. If mail-in ballots from Republican neighborhoods just somehow don't get delivered to be counted, that might save your job and your pension.
Yes.
That's what the union said. And these are the people who are going to be in charge of carrying the ballots with no election observer watching them, Republican or Democrat. They'd be able to trash whatever ballots they wanted. And there have been many, many instances of that happening in other elections.
Are the Republicans affecting a counter strategy on this? I mean, because this is the rules of play, like in California. I mean, you got ballot harvesting going on. If the Republicans aren't ballot harvesting, well, then, you know, we're going to have the same situation as we had in the midterms, where we had seven, you know, Republican strongholds get turned over in one voting cycle, which is, you know, statistically impossible, the statisticians tell me.
Oh, yeah, including my congressman.
Mm-hmm.
So Daryl Issa, whose name, by the way, is Arabic for Jesus. That's what Issa means. But in any event, who have they picked to be the four moderators? The September 29th Cleveland debate, Chris Wallace of Fox News. He is the most leftward broadcaster at a center-right network. He will probably be okay. The October 15th Miami debate, they've chosen C-SPAN Steve Scully. The 14th of 16 children, very even-handed by reputation, and yet, I've been an intern in Washington, and when you intern with people, you pick people who agree with you politically. He picked Senators Ted Kennedy and Joe Biden. He was an intern for Joe Biden. Does that not disqualify him from debate?
I would hope so.
October 22nd, a Nashville debate, moderator, Today Show co-anchor, longtime White House correspondent Kristen Welker, on a very left-wing network, MSNBC, among others. By the way, it stands for Marxist Socialist NBC, as you know.
Yes.
However, Kristen Welker, despite generally being a little left of center, has been praised recently by Media Research Center's Newsbusters because she went after Nancy Pelosi in an interview and tore Pelosi to pieces. Basically. Oh, and the October 7th vice presidential debate in Salt Lake City will be Susan Page of the center-left USA Today. Page is liberal but very professional, I would say. However, she has a book contract to write a biography tentatively entitled Modern Speaker, Nancy Pelosi and the Arc of Power, which doubtless would sell better if Pelosi and her party increase their power in the 2020 election rather than fall into the rearview mirror of history.
Crowley. No. Do you think the debate's moderator staff is a little stacked against this president?
Well, we'll leave it there because we're out of time. Much more, but they turned down all 20.
Thank you, Lowell.
Listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.